Hi, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. My name is Kelly Swales, and I'm the web editor of Lab Medicine. Joining us today is Dr. Karen Stringy from the Department of Pathology at Mattick and Army Medical Center in Tacoma, Washington. She's going to discuss her paper that appears in the winter 2015 issue of Lab Medicine. Hi, Dr. Stringy.
Hello.
Your paper discusses the usefulness of reflex acid-fast bacillus staining on bronchlavage specimens. What prompted you to perform this study?
During my cytopathology fellowship, we, the other authors and I, recognized that most labs did not reflexively order GMS and AFB special stains on all of their bronchoalveolar lavage specimens like we did. And I picked this project because, first of all, it was a pretty simple study to perform, but it also piqued my interest, even if somewhat superficially, in the financial aspects of the lab. As a resident, I was somewhat aware of costs of ordering stains, the cost of labor, etc. But I didn't really focus on cost and turnaround time because I wanted to learn as much pathology as possible to prepare me for signing out cases and passing the board exam. So I thought doing this paper was a great opportunity to explore the necessity of these lab tests. And it also had the potential for quality improvement to change our laboratory policies or standard operating procedures based on our findings.
So what sort of methodology did you use?
We wanted to look at the cost versus benefit of reflexively testing all of our BAL specimens for microorganisms using GMS and AFB special stains. This was a retrospective study using the search engine on our LIS. We basically reviewed 2 years' worth of BAL specimens from two military hospitals from 2010 to 2012. We found 488 cases during this time frame, which we then categorized into negative for organisms, positive for fungal organisms, or positive for acid-fast organisms. We also then performed cost analysis for these cases, including technical labor and the price of the stains per specimen and over this 2-year time frame.
What were your findings and what sort of conclusions did you make from those findings?
Well, we found that just 3 of these 488 cases contained clinically significant organisms as seen on the GMS and AFB stains. When adding up the cost of the GMS and AFB kits, plus the labor in terms of time spent to prepare these special stains, the total came out to almost $25 per case. Multiply this by 488 cases, and that's over $12,000 spent over these 2 years. In addition, the turnaround time on these cases was increased by at least 3 to 3.5 hours due to the time it takes to prepare these specimens. And if it's done in the afternoon, the case gets to the pathologist the next day. So stopping reflexive testing would not only save money, but also time. The techs have less work and can concentrate on other cases. And the cases get to the pathologist faster, which improves turnaround time.
What procedures, if any, have you changed in your laboratory as a result of this study?
This study actually did help change our lab policies. So we now only order these special stains if there is a suspicion for infection or if the clinician specifically asks for it. There is a balance between saving money and cutting corners too much that all labs have to deal with. And in this case, I don't think cutting out these stains would compromise patient safety because it's pretty rare nowadays to find patients with tuberculosis or fungal infections who don't have some kind of clinical history pointing you in the right direction anyway, most of the time. Also, if you're in a smaller hospital, these stains may not be automated, and the histotechs are having to do these special stains by hand, which may add to the turnaround time to other cases they may be working on. Admittedly, $12,000 by itself is not a huge amount of money for a medium-sized or large lab, but little things like this add up in a budget when one starts to look at areas of possible wastage in a lab. when you have fixed resources, both in terms of money and manpower, with an increasing workload, cutting out something like this can become really important. And I think it saves time and money for the pathologist to use his or her best judgment to work up cases instead of automatically ordering stains like this.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with our listeners today about your paper. I want to remind our listeners that this paper in the winter 2015 issue of Lab Medicine.
Thank you for having me.